Hello, welcome to the Gamers Confessional. Wait with me while I just get this thing off the screen. Thank you very much. We're back. Hello. It's me, Vimesy. Welcome to episode 372 of the Gamers Confessional. I promise you by episode 400, I'll get the intro sorted out. With me tonight, you've heard of the Hoff. Please meet the Heft. It's Clarkie. That came to me earlier when you tweeted me about it.
Good. Hello.
And you've heard of Jordan? Meet Pat.
Hey.
They have similar hobbies. Welcome, boys.
Hey, shit on there.
Pat, you all right there? You okay?
Yeah. No, I'm just, you go to me. It's like, you know,
those news reporters and they're not quite ready yet. They go,
you promised me it would tweet automatically when we go live. You were like, yeah, it will do on Twitch and on Twitter, and don't worry about it. Nothing. So
What did I actually say? What did I actually say?
You said yes, and then you put that banner.
What did the banner say?
Not necessarily factually correct. Thank you now. I've got to do it manually. So I'll be with you in a sec, but I am listening. I'm just trying to tweet things manually.
How are you, Clark? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all good, mate. All good.
I like your new unicorn horn.
All right, you mean my lava lamp?
Best place to stick a lava lamp, right behind your head. That's brilliant.
It's like a horn.
Clark has got the horn. Oh, boy. Also, why are people scribbled all over your wall behind you? Is it people signed it? Or what is it? It looks like someone's gone behind the wall and just like it's like the toilets at my local.
No, it's like a fuck off. It's like wavy line wallpaper.
Is that where you've moved to? Clarky's moved house into my local. He's now living in the toilet. My local. Yes.
Oh, I've got a cough tonight.
Yeah, hold on. There's someone shooting up heroin in the next cubicle.
Watch out. There'll be a little hole in that wall if I know Clarky. There'll be a little hole.
Oh, no.
No, if you're not watching the video feed, be very, very grateful. Yes, tonight we've got a massive show for you tonight. It is literally huge, although Clarky's told me to keep it to an hour because he's on a promise. So we'll try. It's been a big, big week in gaming world. Are you ready, Pat?
Yeah, well, I've tweeted the YouTube, but I'm trying to find the Twitch now. But I am ready. Play my jingle and I'll be ready.
Play your jingle, you'll be ready. Let's play his jingle.
It's that time where Pet brings the news for you. Vimesy and Clarky's here to join the discussion too. Let's all discuss it in Pet's Corner now. Let's all discuss it
join in if you know
Pet's
the words.
Corner now. Let's all discuss it in Pet's Corner now. Let's all discuss it in Pet's Corner now. Let's all discuss it.
Okay, that's pretty good. Yeah, I do love that fucking jingle. How that never broke the top 1,000, I'll never know. Such a banger.
All right, enough tweeted us.
So well done.
You're going to see everyone flooding in now.
Excellent.
Look, there you go, Coleman. Oh, we're live. There you go. Yeah. Yes, we are. Nice well to have done, you, Coleman.
Yeah. Before we start, I would like to say, if anyone hasn't already, I did actually literally yesterday watch Pet's Persona 5 rap again on YouTube. Oh, if you've not seen that, it's an absolute banger. That thing deserves far more attention. Go to the Life of Pet on YouTube, Persona 5 rap. There are lots of good videos out there. God knows how the FIFA referee decision got like that many hits. I don't know. But the Persona 5 rap is a banger.
I prefer that informative video he did on the video game Another World.
Oh, that one was a good
one. Yeah, no one's seen that.
You're getting back into that, Clark.
Like three fucking people watched that. Yeah, but the problem is when you do reviews, Pet, people tend to expect you to play more than the opening credits.
No, I actually completed Another World with a walkthrough, but I finally completed it years later. Anyway, this is the news.
News.
PlayStation 5 Pro has been revealed yesterday on the 11th of September.
Excellent. I'll nip out now and get one.
Well, I guess I'll give you a little brief about what was revealed, and then we can talk about it, about what you think about it. I would love to hear what you think. And basically, they talked about the way they summarized it, is that like it's 50% better, is basically what they said. It's like, we've done X, Y, and Z, and it's 50% better. That's what I understood. Yeah. Right. So they've upgraded the CPU. No, GPU.
GPU.
The GPU. So it's...
Which is obviously better because it's higher up the alphabet than C.
Yeah. So overall, this enables up to 45% faster rendering for gameplay, making it a smooth experience, even smoother. Mm. They've the other big three was advanced ray tracing. So not just normal ray tracing.
We can't get on after games anyway, but go on.
They got advanced ray tracing now. Yeah. So
on PC, we call that setting ray tracing to low.
Yeah. And the last one is they got AI driven upscaling. So this is PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution.
PSSR.
PSSR. AI driven upscaling.
It's PSSR.
I use machine learning based technology to provide super sharp image clarity by adding an extraordinary amount of detail.
I've heard of something like that before. isn't that essentially DSSR or DLSR on PCs and upscaling? Isn't that basically what that is?
Maybe. In addition to all of that, they've also got the latest wireless technology. Remember Wi-Fi 6? Throw that in the fucking bin. We got Wi-Fi 7, baby.
What?
You know that thing 99% of our customers don't have? Yeah, we got it.
Do you want to tell me what else it doesn't have?
It also has VRR and 8K gaming.
It's 8K gaming? Mm. Excellent. That's what I don't know what that is.
The original one had that, according to the box I got it in.
Yeah.
8K. I thought you said AK gaming. I thought you...
8K gaming. Out the bottom half and add an Ultra HD Blu-ray disc drive.
Brilliant. What else can you add?
How much is that disc drive, the add-on?
It's the existing one, I believe. So whatever that is.
It's about 80 to
100
pounds. 80 to 100 pounds.
Okay. 80 to 100 pounds.
Call it 80 if you want.
Obviously, if you want to stand it vertically as well, that's 30 quid.
Oh, the stand is not included.
Didn't your PlayStations come with a stand? Because I know mine.
They did.
Yeah, the originals did, but not the Slim or this one.
But I bought this one's my second, right? Because didn't I sell one of them to some...
But you didn't buy the Slim, did you?
Nah.
No, the way you know, well, it's not called the official Slim, it's the newer model, but the newer model has the line in the middle, if that makes sense. I don't think yours has the line, yours is just one fat cover, isn't it?
I must have rebought it like almost straight.
Yeah, probably did. But so that's it. It doesn't come with like the controller is exactly the same, Clarky. Same controller. It's not like Pritesh had a good idea, which was like, oh man, they should for that price they should throw in the pro controller. But no, it's the standard controller.
They should throw in another one.
Yeah, the price in England is
for that price, it should be delivered by Mark Cerny himself.
The price is £699.99, £700.
Wow.
£700. Oh, it's also got 2 terabytes SSD.
I didn't watch this reveal, but while he was on screen, was it a bit like the Wolf of Wall Street while he was introducing it, where he's like,
yeah, no one, audio podcast, Clarky, audio podcast.
Yeah. I know what he's talking about.
We don't need an audio descriptive of what Clarky just did.
No, we don't. It launched, and the last detail is £699.99, 2 terabytes SSD, and it launches on November the 7th, and pre-orders go live this month on the 26th. So we are a month and a half away. No, we're not. We're a month away. We're only a month away. Less than a month. Fucking hell, it's coming quick. So that's the your thoughts, fellas? That is the news. We've got PS4 Pro. The rumors are true. It's here. It's I'm not gonna say the word that rhymes with that I always say.
So what games did they show off that's gonna be new games?
So they showed off it's funny you said that because I've got a list here. They say it's humbling to see how game creators have embraced the latest technology of the PS5 Pro. And several games will be patched, 7 existing games, Clarky, with free software updates.
Yeah.
Existing games with free software updates for gamers to take advantage of the PS5 Pro features. So don't worry if you've got these games. It will all be all good. So the games that will be touched up are PlayStation Studio games and third-party games, such as Alan Wake 2, Assassin's Creed Shadows, Demon Souls, Dragon's Dogma 2, Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth, Gran Turismo 7, Hogwarts, Horizon West, Spider-Man 2, Ratchet and Clank, The Crew, The First Ascendant, and The Last of Us Remastered Part 2.
Any new games?
They revealed no new games. This wasn't about new games. This was just about the PS4 Pro.
And also, look at this new game. It's going to look really good. Now it's just
no new games were announced. No new games were announced. It works with the PlayStation VR 2. It works with Portal. It works with the Pulse Elite, the Pulse Explore. I forget what this shit is anymore.
Pulse Explore.
They just call it the PS earbuds, man. But anyway, yeah. So, Vimesy, I'm dying to hear your thoughts. The first comment on the official website does say PC quality on a console, amazing. And someone underneath is written at PC prices.
I mean, look, you know what? I don't really want to get into the whole PC console war thing because you can, you know, you want to go out and buy the latest greatest graphics card, it's going to cost you twice that. So it's not really like thing. It's just what it is, isn't it? You know, they want to put that. I've seen on Facebook posts in a couple of the groups I'm in, there's people saying they're absolutely definitely going to buy it. I can't justify it.
I saw a survey on X with about 25,000 replies, 88% of which were no, we're not going to buy it.
But that's like, I think didn't they say at the end of at the end of the PS4 life, so it's still going, 20% of PS4s were to PS4 Pros. So it sounds like they're kind of on par. It's hard to get like PlayStation 5 Pro, £700. Xbox are about to launch their special edition Xbox. And basically all they're doing on that, and that's coming out about the same time, so we shouldn't laugh too much at Sony, right? Middle of October, end of October.
What's that then? I haven't heard anything about this.
You know what that's got? Yeah. The list you just gave me on the PlayStation with the pisser and the extra GPU and all that. Do you know what the Xbox special edition's got? A new paint job and a 2 terabyte hard drive.
And it's just upgrading the storage, yeah?
And it's $600.
Oh, is it the black one? No, it's the white one.
Black one with a speckled front on it. So it's exactly the same. It's a black Series X, but it just looks like someone's got a paintbrush and done that flicky thing.
To be fair, it was probably the shelves for some special edition game they cancelled before it came out.
Possibly. Well, they probably fired the artist, but probably a bit close to home.
Well, one question, actually. Who had a PS4 Pro? I had one. You had one. Why?
I had one because it wasn't £700. It was...
Well, that's...
I didn't buy when it first came out. But the reason we bought the PS4 Pro was because the PS4s kept fucking overheating and dying and sounding like a helicopter.
But guys, also...
349, wasn't it, the PS4 Pro?
So what happened, Clarky, was it dropped... The PS4 dropped in price by the time the PS4 Pro came out. And by the time the Pro came out, it was the same price as the original PS4 we bought. So it made sense for us to buy it. It was like £150 more or £100 more.
Well, that's probably when they just jacked the prices up in Japan for the
PS5. Yeah, but now it's like, so like this would make sense if they bumped the price down of the PS5 to £350 and then sold this one at £450, which was the original price we bought it. But this isn't the same, Wimesy.
I'm absolutely sure if you took all the components they're using in the PS5 Pro and you priced it all, they're not going to be making a lot of money per console sale on this.
No, they never do they?
Well, no, but that's what I mean. I don't think they're scamming. I don't think they're kind of going, all right. Because that's
just the price of the market.
It's just the price of what it is. They can afford to do it. They're like the number one console. They're sitting pretty. They can charge kind of what they want to if they want to.
So is there nothing better they could have done for like £100 more, like the PS4 Pro? How come they could have done it back then? Is technology just more expensive? I thought technology was supposed to be getting cheaper.
No, it's not, because all the silicon's getting used up by people fucking mining crypto and doing AI stuff. So that's the thing that's driving the market, is the price of that. So everything's more expensive, man. Everything's more expensive. That's what it comes down to.
Rare earth elements.
The point being, I think when they did I watched part of the video, like the reveal stuff from Mark Cerny's so boring. And they were doing the side by sides and they're showing like bits of Ratchet and Clank.
Did it come up in a glass display case?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
It was just a digital video.
But they were doing like the side by side. Now, granted, it's really difficult to get an understanding of the difference in something when you're watching it probably compressed on YouTube anyway.
I watched it on my phone, so
right. Like... just, look at the difference in picture quality, and I'm like,
I'm my old iPhone.
I'm looking on my fucking
Nokia
31. It's funny, just going, no. Where's the snake?
Wait. I'm like this. Where's my other phone? I'm on this.
Oh wow, nice.
Let me see it.
Yeah, got my grayscale fucking old Nintendo DS. I couldn't tell the difference, but I mean, I can't. It's not for us. It's you know, you would think would be because we're supposed to be the pinnacle of gaming elite.
I don't mean this in a bad way, but are we supposed to see the difference? Do you know what I mean? This ain't the PS6. It's like, was there like I got the PS4 Pro at my mum's house. I got the other one here. I don't really see too much. Like, am I supposed? Isn't the whole point of the Pro supposed to be like it's a bit better?
But I'll tell you what. I mean, it's like the same. Knowing you, Pat, you're watching like you've probably got the PS4 Pro at your mum's, watching it through a fucking CRT from the 1983 Rumbelows sale or something.
But isn't the whole point that like? It's not supposed to be that different, hence why it should be cheaper. But like, it's not PS6.
Well, it's a mid-gen refresh, right? So what I would expect from a mid-gen refresh is basically, I think what we got from PS4 Pro were faster loading times, wasn't it?
And more yeah, that's storage. What I mean.
And that's all we want. But you weren't paying double. I don't know.
That's what I mean.
50% faster is 50% more expensive. You know,
PS6 is going to be a grand then, is it?
Well, it would just be a PC then. It's already like, you know, I mean, you can't get an entry level PC. Well, you probably could get an entry level PC for 700 quid, but it wouldn't look as good as a PS5.
Clarky, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know how we always complain like every generation, like we're never going to get the leap from N64 to PS1 again.
Yeah.
And this generation from PS4 to PS5 was like the smallest one we've ever seen, right? Half the games are still PS4 games. So that's why, like, I'm not that surprised. That jump from PS5 to PS6, I assume, isn't going to be that big either, even smaller than what this thing was. Mm-hmm. So how can the jump from PS5 to PS5 Pro, how can we expect that to be big, is kind of what I'm getting at.
I don't think anyone is like, expecting it to be big. The question I've got, who needs this?
I know.
Who needs the PS5? I've said this.
What they're also saying is the idea being that, you know, when you go into some games and they kind of say, hey, you want to choose whether you want the pretty mode or you want the performance mode.
Yeah, right? Like, oh, God, I can't live with that question. What am I going to do?
Right. So if you're that person, it's like, then buy a pro and you won't have to choose.
No, if you're that person, then just fuck off.
No.
Like, don't fucking put down the game. Go outside, get a fucking life.
If people want to pay the money and they want to play the game and they want to make it look as, you know, they want to play everything and they want to play at 60 FPS and they want to make sure you've been moaning about 60. You have. I've heard, you know, you've come on and moaned about first person shooters playing at 30 before, so don't give me that. So, I mean, it was a long time ago before your eyes went, but it did happen. So I've got no problem. If people want to go and buy it, go and buy it. But I don't know what people were expecting. All I would expect from mid-season refresh is faster loading and more storage.
Why is it 700? That's what
for $699.99, there are other things you can buy.
Like?
Jordan?
Well, I had a quick look at this. You could buy 47 blow-up rubber sex dolls.
Why would you look at that?
Because they puncture really easily, Pet.
Why would you? I thought it was going to be gaming related, like a PC or a Steam Deck or something he was going to say.
Well, no, there's more. This one's for Vimesy.
He could get a
PS5 Pro, or he could get an 8-year subscription for Grindr Extra.
Why would you Google that?
Look, you'll get. I tell you what, that Grindr Extra sub, right, will give you more joy for longer than a PS5 Pro.
Why did you? That's going to be in your Google history.
It's not going to be in mine because I use a VPN. This video is sponsored by NordVPN. That's a good segue. That shit should have gone there.
That is tame. That is tame compared to some of the stuff I Google. One for you, Pet.
That's why he sat in the toilet at my local.
That's 45 bottles of Ouzo.
Just the most rare. Because I'm Greek, yeah? Oh, okay. What's it for? What is it in feta then? What's it fucking
called? I'll Google that one, Clarky.
Feta. That's 95 kilos of feta. And the last one's gaming related. That's 11 years of Game Pass Ultimate.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
So you can pay 700 quid outright for no games, or you can pay it yearly for 11 years and still get no fucking games.
Birch says 8 years is a lot of grind, and he's a man who should know.
That's not very nice. That's not that. Take that back.
He wouldn't want me to take that back. He wouldn't want me to
put his comment back up again.
Look at that face.
I mean, that is a grinder
profile pick if we've ever seen one.
Profile pick if I've ever seen one, yeah.
That's
and
nice.
He's seen a lot.
Any other compliments for our listeners out there?
Well, compare that to Coleman's. I mean, yeah, see? Yeah. Anyway.
But just say, thank caps of your will.
Oh mate, love to the family.
You lot are out of order. I love you, Birch.
I was simply complimenting him on his chiseled looks and fine beard.
He does have a fine beard.
Can't just say,
well, you could if you weren't having a bloody mouthful.
So
what the fuck is this professional podcast?
Skittles.
Oh,
how much did it cost you to get your teeth whined?
69999. I can't say. I don't want to say.
Yeah, how many times could you have your teeth whitened for a PS5 Pro?
Twice.
Twice and have a bit of change.
What?
Jesus Christ.
And you're fucking stuffing Skittles in your cup?
I'll watch them later.
You spent that much and you're stuffing Skittles in there? Don't even bother, Pat. Just don't bother. Wow.
That's it. Turkey teeth.
It's my teeth.
I bet as soon as the feed cuts, he just starts crying and then takes them out and puts them in a glass at the side of his bed.
The price is ridiculous, but not for teeth whitening.
Grease teeth.
I mean, for the PS5 Pro.
No, you can't sit there giving a hassle to people who want to buy a PS5 Pro.
For what? For the money?
And the stuff you're buying, I just don't know.
No, I've always said the money, this is what people don't understand. I'm not against the price of the PS4 Pro. Because I'll tell you why. Because value is in the eye of the beholder. So if that's what it's worth to you, then great. But if it's not to me, then fine. What troubles me is I don't understand who this is for. That's what troubles me. Because I assumed it was for me. Me being a PS5 PlayStation fan, me being a PS5, a PS4 Pro purchaser, a VR2 purchaser. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy the Portal, but like...
Yeah, I mean...
But I bought the VR2 because I saw value in that. Yes, it was £500. That was really expensive, VR2. It's £500. But I saw value because of what I'm getting out of it. I did want to play those
VR2. You still see the value in that?
In the technology, I do, but not in the games. But my point is, I don't see what the value is in this. Like, I'm paying £700 for what? And it might be value to other people, but for me, if you're saying, well, so you can play 60 FPS, so you don't have to make that choice, whether it's 60.
I bet it runs 4K. Fortnite really well, Pat.
That's what I'm trying to say, Clarky. So for me, this one is, I'm not the target.
But the reason I bought this is the problem. It comes back to all that stuff around the jump in generations, doesn't it? Right. The reason I went to a PS4 Pro, the PS4 was like, sounded like a fucking helicopter.
Yeah.
Right. And did you see the load times in Skyrim? It was unbelievable. Yeah. Right. You halve those loads. You play The Witcher, you halve those fucking load times, you know, more than halve them. And, you know, I guess what we should be doing is we should be praising Sony for making such a robust PS5 in the first place that doesn't sound like a helicopter.
Yeah.
And he's very slick on those.
We don't need to upgrade though.
But this is the point. I think this, for me, and again, it is a very personal decision. I don't see the point of a mid-console refresh. I don't see why, you know, we said the last time round, what's the point of, you know, what's the point of buying, you know, launching a PlayStation 6? What for? What are we getting out of that?
Yeah, good comment from Coleman there. If you want to flash that up on the screen.
I'll flash it up on the screen. This is what happens when you're the market leader. You think you're untouchable. It happened with the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox One. I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's true because I don't think they needed to. They're not trying to prove anything. They're not trying to do anything. I think
no.
Just
but what he means is like this is what happens like when you think you're the king of the world. Like you,
the Xbox are doing the same thing.
Andy's just explained it, so Pat will understand it as well.
It happened to the WWE when they bought WC. Oh yeah, they were good competitors, and then they bought them. They went to shit a little bit for a lot of years.
But I mean, I don't think you can say this is what happens when you're the market leader because Xbox are doing exactly the same thing. Fucking Switch did it, right? Switch did it. Nintendo did it. They said, "Oh, hey, we'll bang a screen on it." What else did you give me? Nothing.
Why do you keep pulling sweets out of a dog shit bag?
That's the one the corner shop gives me.
What? You buy your Skittles from a corner shop in a poo bag.
I hope it washes them out before it gives them.
Not poo bag, it's just a black bag.
You buy loose Skittles.
Not loose Skittles.
Does everything Skittles. Where you live after a gangster like black bag.
Who the fuck was loose?
Skin? Oh, okay, right. No, okay. I thought Clarkie was saying you were literally just sticking your hand in the bag.
Sticking your hand into a shit bag and pulling out handfuls of Skittles.
Skittles. I'm not that cheap.
There's probably some poor little immigrant sitting out the back in the kitchen with a sieve, whole load of dog shit, getting the fucking Skittles out, rinsing it off with the hose. Bam and them Skittles, boy.
Well, Pet's there.
Like panning for gold.
Shoveling him. What's that he's eating there?
I'm not being funny. You've just spent 300 quid on your teeth. All I've seen you do tonight is shovel down Skittles and you're now eating chocolate.
I'm going to brush them really well tonight.
Hands them over to him and he's like, yeah, look, there's some of those new special edition brown Skittles in this one.
They taste nutty. Oh, he's gone.
Wash them really well tonight.
Oh, boy. Any other comments about the Wondrous, whatever that is?
Mr. Paul Wilson has a comment.
Does he now? Mr. Paul Wilson says, I can't see the scalpers getting involved. No margin left in it for them. But perhaps the 99 external optical drive might go short stock. Might be an easy flip at Christmas for 99. Maybe.
That's true. What the fuck? Who's going to go and be like, I've got to buy one. It's sold out everywhere. Fuck it. I'll pay a grand.
What was the last PlayStation 5 game you physically bought?
CEX will be rubbing the fucking NBA 2K
I bought yesterday.
Sorry, what did you buy?
NBA.
You bought 2K. NBA 2K physically. What platform's that on?
PS5.
Okay. Well,
wasn't that your question? What have you bought on PS5?
Yeah, no, I'm just surprised you bought a physical game.
God, look
did
so
it come in a black bag
PS5,
loose?
I am actually going to return it. They pissed me off. And I
bought the skill.
No. Well, I know we're in the news, so I don't really want to get into it, but...
We don't want to cross the streams.
No, don't screw... Should we continue with the news, or is there anything else?
I don't know what else there is to say about the PlayStation 5. You're either going to want
it. I want to know this story now.
No, we have to wait to the game section, Clarkie. You know how we're really organised and we have a gaming section?
I'll just say it, because I'm not going to talk about it. Because, okay. Clarkie, the only reason I bought it is because they advertised, and people went on YouTube, that you could play with the international teams, not just the NBA teams. So, I love Greece, right? So I was like, oh, awesome. We can play with Greece. And I saw Greece in YouTube videos. I saw Spain, Serbia, all the FIBA teams, not FIFA, FIBA, basketball equivalent of FIFA.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I get you.
So anyway, I log on. And then you know what it's like play now, like a quick match. You can only pick Team USA. So I'm like, where's Greece? Where is anyone? The only way you can play with the other teams is through the season mode in the off-season part of it. So you have to like simulate the matches to get to like the FIBA tournament, and then you can pick who you want to pick. And in the Greece team, there's one real player, the Greek freak. Everyone else is made up fake players.
How do you know? How do you know that?
Because I watched the Greek team, that like that's just like
all lots of consonants and Zs.
So I was just like, nah, you're fucking kidding me. So at least if I could edit those players and give them the real names and like edit the way they look, no, you can't, because you can't find the team because the team doesn't exist. So I tweet them saying like the team fucking exists. I went on YouTube, on Twitter, on Reddit. I was like, maybe I'm being dumb. Everyone's like, they exist. Like they do it. Like Spain exists. Everyone exists. Just put them in the game so we can all play with them. Like they're there.
It's like you took your toys away. No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
So I'm going to return and buy Spider-Man 2. I've been meaning to buy that for a while, so I'm just going to go buy Spider-Man.
Just play Spider-Man 1 again. Paul Wilson's got another good point here. This is the only reason why I buy physical. He said, my last disc was Star Wars Outlaws. Played £43. Finish it by the weekend. Sell it for £40. Cheap gaming. Absolutely. It's what I used to do with all my physical stuff. It's like,
there we go. I was just waiting for that one to come out again.
That's what I'm going to do with NBA. I'm just going to return it now that it's just come out, get top dollar and buy.
I'll tell you the days of the, do you remember that? Oh, Clark, you'll remember the old game 10-day return window. Oh, it's a cheap gaming. I'll tell you, fucking cheap gaming. I was going in there, spending £40 on a game and it lasting me a year. Just fucking return.
It's no wonder they're constantly almost shutting down, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. So PS5 Pro.
Oh, who's pre-ordering then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who's tempted to 50-50 buy?
Do you know the last game I played on my PlayStation 5? Pet does.
Hunt.
No.
Oh.
It's also the last physical game I bought on my PS5.
PS4 game.
It's a fucking 4 game. Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered. Just to get a game with Pet.
Oh, yeah. The Elden Ring DLC on PS5.
So no one's buying it, no?
No.
There's no point.
I'm waiting for Switch 2.
What's wrong with the PlayStation 5? It's fucking amazing. Loads really, really quickly. Everything looks really nice on it. It's smooth. It's quiet. It's not sounding like a helicopter yet. It probably will now they've announced the new one.
Well, I feel like
they'll probably download some patch and suddenly the fans are going to start ramping up and things are going to start going wrong.
But shouldn't we get it like at least one, like maybe like just for me?
Okay,
for,
you
like,
get it.
Like a review copy.
Actually, Clarky's throwing money around like he's got no time.
Yeah, like so shouldn't we like maybe we'll chip in and get one so I can review it or something?
So you can review it.
Yeah.
Well, you not got one at your mum's?
No, like the PS5 Pro.
Let's take one to Greece.
Yeah.
One in every house.
How's the Series S going?
It's going.
It's going. Have you taken it out of the box yet?
Not yet. I will. I went to
quality Greece. Piece of kit the Series
S. A week before I went to Greece, man. I haven't had time. But I will do it. I quickly saw that comment. And talking about the news, shall we move on?
Yes, please. I fancy playing a new multiplayer game. Are there any out there?
Well, it's funny you said that. Concord is no longer out there.
Is it not?
On September the 3rd, Sony took the decision to shut down and take offline the new Concord video game.
You should really quote the source you're reading from, you know, if you're going to read.
Variety.
Variety. Okay. We're going up market.
I can go to Game Rant as well.
No, you crack on. So long as you quote your source, I'm all good with that. I want to give the sites their due.
Yeah, Concord. What?
How long was it out for? It went live.
Two weeks, and it was £35. It's completely offline now. They're not saying it's dead forever.
Sorry, but... comment of the day.
You got to read it aloud for the listeners.
Clark, you do the honours.
What?
Brilliant. So you know, you love it when he's not paying attention.
No, I do. I heard a strange noise and I was just investigating.
Oh, it's probably somebody using that hole. Ding dang. Concord didn't take off. Do you see what he did there, Clarky? Brilliant. Keep going, Pat.
Yeah, but I mean that's the news. It's fucked. Like to put it bluntly.
So we got PlayStation shoveling shitloads of money at a live service game that, thank you, mate, didn't take off. Trying to recoup that by bringing out a pro version. Why didn't it take off? I played the beta. It was.
I played meh. It once.
Yeah, we played it for a night.
Yeah.
Well, I say a night.
One, one round.
It was about an hour, and then when we bumbled off and played something else, didn't we? It just wasn't very interesting.
We called this fun. On the live thing we had. We talked about the like what numbers it was doing, if you remember.
And yeah, we were bad like, ones. It was like, wasn't it like 700 or something concurrent or whatever?
It might have peaked about it peaked at 700 within 24 hours of it going live.
Peak.
Yeah, and then it kind of hovered around 169 players, something like that, like daily.
Mm-hmm.
So bearing in mind, this game took 8 years to make.
Server they costs.
That yeah, like it's just nobody was playing it. Nobody was playing it. So it doesn't really matter. Like though. there's no saving it, Rhymesy. There's no saving this fucking because it's yeah. like
and then as if out of nowhere to sweep everything under the rug, we get the 1-2 punch of Astrobot and the PS5
whoa, Pro. You're jumping ahead of the news.
Whoa, don't you go jumping on pets like.
Don't you want me, baby? So that's what it sounded like he was rhyming to. But my point is, it's not that it was a bad game. It wasn't broken. It wasn't. It worked. You know, yeah. it wasn't like it was like a Redfall, like, oh, this is fucked, or Cyberpunk, let's take it off. It's
no,
fucked.
It wasn't. It wasn't the bugs that killed it particularly.
It's just nobody's interested.
It's just boring.
Nobody. And I say nobody.
I mean, do you remember when they did the reveal? Yeah. They did the reveal. Was it at Opening Night Live? Might have been before that. Can't remember which one it was.
Well, it opened for PlayStation, didn't it? It was the first game, I remember.
Well, they did their whole, it was like this massive cinematic intro, and it looked like it was going to be like a new Uncharted, like in space or Guardians. It had that quality, and I was like, oh, Guardians, this looks really quite interesting. There's a story here, there's like things going on. Looked a bit Star Wars Outlaws-y almost. I thought when it first started, you know, and it really wasn't. It was just. Overwatch clone, but not very good one.
What do we need it? We didn't need it. It's just fuck. It was just a stupid idea.
I don't know whether they thought with Destiny going off, not offline, but finishing its 10-year mission to boldly go where no gamers ever wanted to go ever. They thought maybe they could throw another live service so that all the people from Destiny would go, oh, let's jump ship and play Concord.
Maybe. Let's not forget Sony told Naughty Dog to can the Naughty Dog online experience.
The multiplayer for Last of Us.
Can it? Like, and they had done work on that. I know we hadn't seen the work, but we know they were working on that.
Matt, the original multiplayer was really well loved.
I liked it. Yeah. But they canned it, and they said, we're canning it because we believe this is, you know, yeah, they're happy to support this pile of shit. So, like, well, who is in there making decisions? Because Clark, after B, I called it was a pile of shit. Like, I played one round, dominated, and was like, I never want to see this again.
Dominated. Mate, if I quit every game I dominated, I wouldn't.
I dominated on top. I dominated with the KD of a king, and then just nobody.
What he says he's hidden a bush.
And thus ended your career.
But it's just, I don't know. Like, it was never going to live.
No, it was boring. But I've just never heard of a game, especially like a multiplayer game, only giving it 2 weeks and then saying fuck it, we're out, and offering like full refunds. You know, there's no fucking. Ooh, yeah, it wasn't like we're going to try. Done it before where they've. I don't know if they've done it before, but they tried doing other things where they tried to entice people in without taking it complete. But just to turn around and go after 2 weeks, fuck it, it ain't working, bin it off.
So what would you propose? They just continue the service? Like how?
Well, they will know more than me about like. So were that 169 people who are playing it the same 169 people, or were like people playing it once and then going, nah, fuck this, and never playing it again? They'll know all those analytics. They'll know what it was doing. It obviously wasn't doing anywhere near enough to keep it going. And it's not like it's peer-to-peer gaming anymore. It's all server-based, so they're going to have to be paying for that.
That can't be expensive though. Call of Duty 4, the game you showed, which is fucking 8 years old.
It's peer-to-peer. I think it's peer-to-peer on that because that's why I had trouble with my NAT settings.
What does that mean it's peer-to-peer? What's the difference between a peer-to-peer server?
It's where you're hosting it on your machine.
So do I have to pay to host it?
No. It's being held on your machine, and then so rather being run on a server, you're hosting it. It's why you get that thing like the host has migrated.
Yeah,
because that host has gone offline. So you then have to go to
why couldn't Concord done that then if they wanted to keep it alive and go, right, we're going peer-to-peer? Well,
I think that's pretty much died off because the power that you need to actually run that kind of server with however many players, what was it? 12 players on it or something like that, with that kind of fidelity. Like I think that. I don't think you can do that on a peer-to-peer anymore. I just don't think you can.
Okay, second question then. The people that canned it, yeah. Why didn't they can it before it got even released then? What the fuck was the point? Why not just can it and go, right, this is just the fuck?
Well, I don't know if it was, we've seen the beta
number. No one cares. Don't even bother.
I don't know. There were lots of people saying what they should have done is, stick it in early access, run it really low key. What's that one that Valve are doing, Clark? I mean, Valve's are going to get like deadlock, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's been in like early access for ages, well, at least a year, and they'll build up a following, and then when it gets to the 1.0, it'll just take off because it's already built up that hype and that following and all that sort of stuff. So it's very different. I mean, if you remember with Destiny, very very different. It was 10 years ago. We hadn't seen this shit before. All right, I think even Apex did something similar where they had kind of like a soft launch where they did like a beta and then they did kind of like a. But again, even these games, when you think about the big live service games, they're all old.
They're all old.
Overwatch is years ago now, and they tried to kill that one off fairly recently, Fortnite, old. Destiny, old. What else we got? They're all old.
Yeah.
They tried to do it so many times because you had, what was it, the finals? That's, don't know where that is anymore. That other one that Ubisoft brought out that you had to drop in on the roofs,
you're running around.
Yeah, it was like you're under a dome or something, and it was shit. I can't remember what that was, but
what was that? I mean, who the fuck?
But people don't want it anymore because you've already got loads. You've already got what hole are you filling? Where's the market for that? The market for that's already playing a game, it's already invested in that game, it's already got all the skins, it's already got a season pass. What's it want to go and what are you offering? And you bring out something like Concord, which is dull. You look at the maps, not exciting. Look at the characters, seen them all before.
I agree.
What are you giving me that I want to go, that looks...
Unless you make it small scale, so it's not expensive, it's not long to get out, so it's like, it's worth the risk.
There are lots of games like that.
Yeah, like that.
Splitgate. What was it? It's Splitgate that was on. Yeah. Little tiny indie game that blew up. There are quite a lot of games like that.
What was the one with the bubbles? It was like Splatoon, but it was just for PlayStation. Foam Stars. Like people don't hear if that's gone off or not because it was so small. But this one, Vimesy, they doubled down.
I don't think that was supposed to be small.
Whatever happened with that one with that Takashi's Castle one? Fall Guys.
That's still going.
That was big. But I'm talking about like ones that didn't even, at least Fall
Among
Guys
Us had, is still
like,
going. My daughter still plays that with her friends every now and again. There's a bit, it's like I say, they're all old. Because what they're trying to do now is, it's different. If you're doing like a first-person shooter or something like that, even that kind of, all the multiplayer stuff now has kind of died a little bit because it's all been done. And it's like Pet was saying last time around, it's like he's not in it for that anymore. There's no new ideas. Where's the new ideas?
Yeah.
Astrobot. Where are they all?
I agree. That's why I don't really buy new games anymore. Like I bought NBA and I was like, well, if there's no Grease Team, this is like every other NBA I've bought.
They've rebuilt the goalposts from the ground up.
Yeah, they've rebuilt the dribbling from the ground. They've rebuilt the shoot. I don't give a... It's the same. There's no modern gaming for me unless it does something different. That's why I said about the value. For the VR2, I saw something different there. The Steam Deck, I see something different. It brings me value. Like,
oh, the Steam Deck, I haven't touched my Switch since I bought.
Yeah, but the Switch,
I sold one of the Switches. Mm. Actually, technically, I sold two. I've had every iteration. I've had a Switch Lite, a normal Switch, and a Switch OLED, and I've sold the Switch Lite, and I've sold the OLED.
I've still got my Pokemon Special Edition Switch Lite.
Well, but my point is, how much, unless it's amazing, the original product, how much of the same shit do you think we need until we get bored of it and go like, we're going to reject this. This is just a clone, and it's not.
Yeah,
it's not,
well, exactly that. So you know, they launched it. They should have known a long time ago not to be sticking money into that, but they weren't.
I know, man. And there was like, you know how they say like, oh come on guys, like there's people that worked on this and put their life into it. And so like, I saw a tweet where a guy like was eating like a pizza, like he had ordered a pizza and he worked on the game, like one of the creators, and he was like, oh man, I'm so happy today, like here's a beer. And I was thinking like,
yeah man,
you know, people like don't be negative towards that. But at the same time,
don't shit on that. It's not his fault. He's if he's worked on that game and he's put his heart and soul, it's not his. It wasn't his decision to go that route.
He's part of the fucking problem. It's what he is.
You need move on from this.
Is that because he put pineapple on the pizza and you're upset?
No, it's just like you can't just
feta on the pizza.
I don't know. I kind of respect the person more that just walked away and said, "This is I don't believe in this."
Maybe it's walking away from a job like that. If someone comes to you, you're in your line of work, and they say, "I got a job for you," and you're like, "I'll pay the bills."
Yeah,
true. I'll make that the best way I can make it. Or in your case, I'll try and make it as fast as I can, make as much money as I can, and move
sometimes on, you get caught up in the bullshit, and you think that you've done something amazing, like because
you don't work on shit and think this is gonna be shit. Oh,
yeah,
some people do. I don't know, but I doubt that a lot of people in these things, you know. You're trying to make the best game you can. So
are you just completely fucking oblivious then? Are you actually sitting there tweeting thinking that people are going to be loving this, what you've put out today?
You're in a bubble, right? You're in a bubble. It's a bit, I'm going to bring it up. Brexit, right? 2016, I'm like, there's no fucking way we're losing that. There's no way that we're going to leave the European Union, because all my bubble are telling me, don't worry about it.
You don't remember that famous picture Pet is there, isn't he? Holding that disc up.
Yeah,
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, but look, I'm just saying they're in a bubble. They're getting feedback from the people who are playing that game. I mean, I don't know who was playing it, and it was the same person all the time. I don't know, man. But it's like if you're still proud of it, right?
You're proud of
game,
it.
The game itself, right? There was nothing wrong with the game.
It looked fine. No,
the characters looked good.
Yep, it worked.
The things shot, the powers worked, the cutscenes were pretty.
It was balanced,
okay.
Yeah,
but it was just soulless, in my personal opinion. There was nothing.
AI created video.
There was no X factor. AI created. That's a good one, Clarky. There was just no X factor, man. It was just. How can Sony back it? How can they not see it? I played one round. Clarky, I played one. I'm a fucking monkey. I don't know a thing about publishing what the. I played one round and was like, this is not for me or my fellow gamers that I play with.
Yeah.
How can they not know? They're the experts in this shit. Well, supposedly.
Not. You'll put yourself forward, mate.
Well, I'm fucking might as well be, because I don't know what dipshits are in there then looking. Working on the computer, telling us what the public will like.
No, I agree. I don't get it. But we've had a lot of them. It's just weird that we've had a lot of. I don't know whether it's just because gamers are getting tired of the same stuff and it's just cyclical now. It's like, come on, man, give us something new. But we've had Redfall die. We had Anthem die. We've had this die. We've had Finals die. We've had whatever Ubisoft thing was called die.
However much they spent on this year over the last 8 years, I don't know what the figures are. Let's call it £300 million. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, cool. Take 10 grand out of that, yeah? Take fucking 5 grand. Go and hire 100 random games and let them play it for an hour and let them give you some feedback.
5 grand, 100 game. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. 100 gamers and let them play for an hour and go, right, guys, here's the feedback. 99% of people said it's fucking shit and they wouldn't buy it. Can you do that? Out of all, you wouldn't have spent all the other fucking money doing ray tracing bollocks and all that shite.
Whatever. I'm not disagreeing with you, but you got the same thing when they do that. You know, whenever they bring out a single player game and it gets like 60,
or, and they're surprised,
60 out of 10 or whatever, right? And they go, "Oh, that's weird." You have internal reviews. They hire consultants who come in who are journalists who've written for magazines, right? Who aren't going to lie to them. Who write basically reviews about the game. privately. So they say, this is what journalism, and they still put them out there, and they go, oh, this is weird. How come we only got 6 out of 10? But they're just too far down the line. I don't know what it is. But anyway, it's just, you know, the state.
Maybe they're just lying to us. Like, I'm with Phil Spencer doing the same shit about Redfall. He's it.
I'm not saying it's just a certain thing. It's another thing, but that's what I'm saying.
I played Redfall. Everyone's going to love it. It's great. You didn't fucking know. A week before, you were saying this a week, but you didn't fucking know.
He's a showman. He's a salesman. What do you expect he's going to do? He's going to come out and go, shit, guys, I've played this. Well, I'd stay clear if I were you.
Okay, cool. In that case, Sony, you played and you lost. Fucking, yeah. I bet you now we're going to, in 2 weeks' time, we're going to be hearing about this fucking company being shut down, Pizza Man being shut down because you played the game then and you fucking lost. Repeating out 8 years of bullshit or working on this pile of shite. For 2 weeks.
Pizza man sleeping under a pizza box.
Yeah.
But that's the way it goes, man. Anyway, are you got any more news for us, Pat?
The last news is
you've got 11 minutes.
Okay. Astrobot is doing really, really well for Sony. Sony's back in on it.
Is it PS5 Pro enhanced?
Is it a live service game?
No, it's not a live service game. At the moment, it's sitting on Metacritic after 125 critic reviews at 94, which places it as the top scored game of the year, something like that.
Yeah. It's definitely a game of the year contender.
So, guys, game of the year
contender. I love how he says it like that, like, oh, it's the top game of this year.
Yeah, like he's just running off a screen.
I'm not 100% sure. I'm trying to find it. It's definitely...
Hold on, the studio just telling me that, yes, it is the top.
Yes, it is the top rated game of the year on Metacritic. Thank you very much. Yes.
He says
with that. The great thing about this was my son saw the trailer for it and saw all the hype for it. It was getting really excited. So he was like, oh, dad, buy me. So I just downloaded the original one and said, there you go.
Which is free. It came with the PS5.
So he's thinking he's playing the latest greatest. He's having a great time.
Yeah, and then he gets kicked about in the playground, and that's on you.
That'll toughen him up, that will. It'll toughen him up.
He scrubs on about the original. Get out, poor boy.
I text you, right, look.
He's going to show up with his brand new fucking PS5 Pro next week. They'll all be jealous.
I text you my thoughts on this. And I just thought, like,
did you read them, Clarky?
I said, like, this is the highest rated game of the year so far. Like, really? I'm out of the, you know, I made that thing last week, and I said to you guys, I'm no longer like playing this.
Oh game. Yeah, you went on a massive rant about that's it, I'm out.
Yeah, like I
turn up to this show saying anybody buying a PS5 Pro. Yeah,
I'm out. Like, if this is the best game of the year so far. Just drop me out of modern gaming.
There are good games out there.
It's not for me.
We've got about, you know, according to Clarky, 9 minutes to go through some of them. So there are good games out there.
There is one off good games. Don't get me wrong. There is one off.
There are some really, really good. I've been playing a lot of them. Really good.
But that's the end of the news. If you want to go onto your games,
The rest of the news gets depressing. So let's go on to some games. Yeah. Clarky, do you want to talk about your game first? Because you've hit a big hitter.
Warhammer Space Marine 2. This is a kind of genre I've never gone for before. It was one of those.
You played Gears?
No, well, not genre, but the whole Warhammer universe. That's the sort of thing I associated with the. Weak, smelly people. But no, pardon.
Says the man sitting in a toilet, right?
What are you playing? Oh god, it's frozen like that as well now, Clarky. Is he frozen? He's frozen like that. That's gonna be
brilliant. Oh, come back.
Oh no.
What's going on fucking Insta?
Oh god. Okay. He's done that to himself.
What a nightmare.
Oh, he's back. You're back.
He's kind of back.
Kind of. You froze in another position now, thank goodness.
Oh,
God. That. Has she gone back on OnlyFans?
Yeah, must have done.
Oh, mate. He's giving me such grief about my...
This is such a beautiful PC, by
the way. What have you been playing, buddy? Clarky, I think we're going to have to give you a turn.
Clarky's going to bang on about the graphical fidelity in a minute and the awesome sound quality or something. He's died. Oh, mate, what have you done?
He's moving now.
It's looking good.
The resolution is bad, but the frame thing was good.
The resolution's bad, but you know. Go on, try again.
You want to try one?
I don't know because I don't know whether I'm here or not, do I?
You're there.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Oh, am I on? You just spoiled it now. I can't. I'm gonna have to play it a bit more and talk about it next week.
Let him talk about it next week and he can sort his shit out as well.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll round up, right? Because I know what Clarky's angling for. He wants to get off. He's on a promise.
Can I just say, as soon as you said Clarky's not going to do it anymore, his quality has increased so much.
Ooh, that's dodgy.
Can you see it? Yeah, you're fucking smooth like butter now. You are. You can tell us about Warhammer real quick.
What, like I've got some sort of dial under the table or something?
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you about...
Gotta go, guys. Gotta go. Glory Hole's calling.
No.
Tell us, Clarky, Warhammer.
Yeah, this is good. I mean, I've never gone for this before, but the game is literally like Gears of War, but with no cover, because obviously, if you're a space marine, you're really hard and covers for pussies.
Covers for pussies. Wow, yeah, that's the name of his. That's the name of his one channel.
I love this review. Keep going. I want this on the fucking official IGN website.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah,
keep going. Give it a 60 or whatever IGN could score it.
69.
PC Gamer gave it a 60.
No, it's good because it's just it's just a game you can just get
it's
into.
Mindless. It's pet. Weren't you lucky? Because isn't it by the same guys that did that World War Z thing?
Is it?
I think it is, because they've got that thing where it's basically hordes of kind of alien creatures.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. I mean, you've got... I'm
pretty sure it is.
There Saber.
Is it Saber?
That's it, Saber, yeah.
Pretty sure it is. It's keep talking, guy, I'm Googling.
Isn't it the guys who did the Surge 2 as well?
Well, if you keep chatting, I'll find
same,
out.
Same publisher, anyway.
Saber Interactive. Yeah,
I wouldn't say this is anything like World War Z. That was kind of a weekend of a game, really, wasn't it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
What did they do?
A lot of zombies, Clarky, for PS4. Anyway, yeah, tell us more. Is there a story? I don't know anything about this game.
I don't have a clue what's going on. There's just loads of like gothic fucking metal fucking rocker types in it. It's just like,
is it online? Is it campaign?
It's story driven, but it's got co-op as well. So I'm playing it on my own. So essentially my two squad mates are just bots, but you can play it with others. And you've got you've got special missions you can do co-op as well.
Are the bots good, or is it just like your medic running into like the field?
No, I always like playing with bots because when you're down, they actually come and revive you.
Yeah.
Instead of hiding in a bush, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's got the combat's good as well. Because I mean, you've got your hordes of monsters that come after you, which gets you.
So it looks like a cross between kind of Halo, because you're like this massive like.
It's got
crossed with kind of Gears of War and Doom 2016.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of you've got your guns, but the guns don't last for a very long time. Ammo's not sparse, but then again, there's not like tons of it all over the sort of map, if you will. So your main kind of combat ends up being you kind of got a handgun and like
your bolt pistol,
a fucking chainsaw sword or something, and a lot of the combat's kind of melee. So you know, you'll have some big guy runs at you, and then they'll like this blue circle like flash around them, which means they're going to do an attack that you can parry if you're quick enough, or they'll do it. The orange circle will appear around them, which means they're going to do like an unavoidable attack, so you've got to get out of the fucking way, and then you'll kill them. And then like hundreds more of these fucking little mutant things will come running at you, in which case
it does look really good. I mean,
you cannot fault this. There is always something going on in the skybox or in the background, be it some like absolutely beautiful, like beautifully rendered vista, or there's like some fucking carnage war going on, ships like crashing into each other.
So is there hundreds of enemies on the screen then?
Yeah, literally. literally hundreds of enemies. PC.
Is it out on everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It is. It's one of those games. It's not trying to be anything. It's just this is fun to play. This is.
It's why I thought you'd like it, Pet, because it is literally like.
Yeah.
It looks like those things from World War Z. You showed me a video once of, like, I think you were still at the top of like some escalators or something like that, and they were just like coming in through the doors and just coming up, piling up on top of you. And the clips I've seen look just like that, where they're just
There's certain points they'll swarm towards you. They'll start climbing up walls. You're there at the top, like gunning them down, trying.
I love that shit. Like.
It is good, but at the same time, I mean, if you're not like into science fiction or anything like that, it's probably one to wait for in a sale.
Well, if you liked Gears, I mean, it's as science fiction as Gears is. You don't have to be kind of like deep into the lore of it.
Story wise, I do not know what the fuck is going on. I can follow it, no problem. Follow it is quite interesting, but you just know that like something appears on screen and you just think somewhere in the Warhammer universe that little thing that just like buzzed past me probably has some 400 page like
the Emperor
foam on it. Yeah,
it sounds a little bit like a game I'm looking forward to. I can't remember what it's called, but it's really distinctive if I describe it to you. We saw it at one of the PlayStation events, and it was like where there was like this traditional war going on, like hundreds of people in the field.
Oh no, not the one where he turns up in a fucking Jeep and then
he turns up in a pickup truck and he just starts like shooting people with modern weapons. That's the one I'm looking forward to. I don't know
I cannot remember what that's called now. Stronghold or something like that.
I just want to fucking go in and like have like the, I don't know what it is, like the Romans with their crossbows and me being like with a fucking machine gun.
You just want to kill a lot of things. Did you like the Dynasty Warrior games by any chance?
No, they weren't bad. I can't
get that feeling.
Yeah.
But that's essentially what Warhammer is.
They would have got a spin-off of that. Like, do you remember, Clarky, they'd like spin-off of the Hyrule games, like the
Dynasty Warrior thingy.
This is quite interesting. I'd like to look a bit more into it, but I mean, it's just like weird that in this world it seems to be some sort of honor to be brutally disfigured and turned into some fucking skeleton with like tentacles and six arms. Bizarre.
Well, there are about 200 books about it, Clarky, so you knock yourself out.
You've probably been modest there, I'm sure.
The audio books, they do, on Kindle, they always that's doing like some of them for free. So I've got like, you're like
flying around space in giant fucking cathedrals and stuff.
Yeah, if you watch the Chronicles of Riddick.
Did you have to buy this, Clarky, or was it on a...
No, he gets a code because obviously we're pro.
The dev sent me over a gold edition code.
Yeah, collector's edition, as it is.
My boy's over.
How long have you played? Because the thing I have a problem with this game is I can just see me getting bored of it after three or four levels of the same stuff.
I've played about 3 or 4 hours of it, and I think it's about a 9 or 10 hour campaign. It's just fun to go through. I mean, the shooting doesn't really get boring. It always brings some like set piece into it or something that keeps you interested. It's one of those, probably forget all about it in a few months' time, but it's one of those that you'll think back at some point, that was really good fun.
That sounds like a typical £20 game for me.
Didn't try to be The Last of Us. Just did what it did and did it well.
Yeah. I was gonna say that is like Ramsey, like World War Z for me. Like World War Z, I don't think I do buy £45. I think I buy it for £20-25.
Yeah.
I jump on it for 2 hours one night, have loads of fun, and then jump on it again in 9 months' time.
They're like Modern Warfare Remastered for me.
I'm on that often, man. I'm on that often.
I tell you what, that Modern Warfare Remastered, I was so motion sick after playing that.
Why? It's not even.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. Sorry, Clarky. Thank you very much for your time. That was good.
No, it's fine. See you later.
The way this happened was the Blop 6 beta was coming out, and Pet wasn't too interested. So I say, look, tell me what is that game?
I played the beta, but I know.
But this is before the beta kind of thing. And I said, look, what is it? And you said, this is the one I always play. I always play Modern Warfare Remastered. I said, fine, go, bought it, installed it. Whatever. Now I've been playing the Blop 6 beta, and I've been playing it on my PC screen where I'm sat in front of now. So same thing, right? I'm about a foot and a half away from the screen controller. Not a problem. I can sit in front of that for 3 hours. Not an issue. I put Modern Warfare Remastered on PlayStation, straight into this monitor, same setup, exactly the same thing. Oh my God, after 15 minutes, I felt so sick. I felt so rough. And I was just like, I fucking said I'm going to come on with Pet and play. And I'm just going to have to. And I think I played for you for about an hour. I was not in a good. I was not.
You may not
have been able to tell because I hit it really well.
Yeah, yeah.
I was not having a good time.
You were not. No, I didn't realize it was for most of the things. I thought you were just. You didn't like the game. I thought
the game's fine. The game is absolutely fine. It's really interesting playing back to back, playing Blob 6 with its. Everything's really smooth, but everything's really fluid. Yeah,
that was fun.
And then, but Modern Warfare Remastered would just felt, I'm not going to say tank-like, you know, like tank-like controls, but it did feel like a generation or two. Yeah, I guess a bit slower maybe, but not clunky is the wrong word, but it kind of tank-like, much more sort of digital, much more, you know, just
much more
just
realistic. Blob 2, you're running around like a fucking nutter.
Blob 6.
Yeah,
this is what I don't get. Blob 6. I'm really good at that game.
It was actually all right on it.
I'm good at that game.
I went on.
No, to be fair, Vimes, if my takeaway from playing this with you was, I was doing pretty well at that, and that's because people were just doing that. What's that new movement thing called?
Yeah, the diving, the Omni movement.
The Omni movement. We won't even go into the training session you have to do on that one. But
he got on there, right? He said, "Oh, go on." I said, "While you're waiting for me to do the update, right?" So I said, "While you're waiting, go do the tutorial while you're waiting for me." And he texted me and he said something like, "This tutorial can fuck itself." And I went, "I know exactly where you are. I can pinpoint. I know what you're doing.
I just you're fucking it. Trying to."
They've got this thing you can run in any direction if you will, so you can run sideways everyone seems to be doing it in matches, and as a result they inadvertently becomes easy pickings.
Yeah, the best one was I was following Clarky. It was a map where there's like you go out into a courtyard and there's some stairs to your right that are coming down to your level. And all I saw was Clarky was just in front of me. All I saw were these two bodies literally falling down the stairs, flying gracefully through the air. They landed in a heap at the bottom of the stairs, and Clarky just walks up and just goes boom, boom.
Yeah, there's just this like doing these heroic dives downstairs, and I just like looked at him and went.
I got, you know, at the end, sometimes they do play of the game.
Yeah.
I got play of the game, didn't I?
You did get a play of the game once. Oh. Yep. Yeah.
I was literally just you can mount. I was mounted on a bed, looking down like this way. I killed about six of these idiots running around like fucking diving. Did it just
yeah, yeah. It's great. The game at the end. I loved it. I honestly was really upset when I realized the beta had finished because I was having such a good time. I got to nearly the top level, which is totally unusual for me. I nearly maxed out my guns. I was like, really really enjoyed my time with it. I'm really looking forward to it coming out because I'm going to play it for free on Game Pass.
Pratesh liked it.
I thought it was really good. I thought the small maps were great, really fast, but also pretty fair. I don't know. There's always some people going, "Oh, well, you can see the
map, detection like the
and
map.
This and all this and stuff," and I'm like, "Shit, I just run around, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter." And that's basically what you buy Blobs for, isn't it? The maps. Make any difference. You know, I don't know all this Omni movement and all this sort of stuff. As far as I'm concerned, it's the maps that make the games on those things. The rest of it's kind of like, yeah, well, I know what I'm not buying. The one thing I really liked about it was the game mode where you could, there were no kill streaks. So you didn't have to worry about people like the thing I've always hated about kill streaks are if you're good at the game, you then just become ninja and you just become god. Right, because you're just rinsing, repeating kill streaks, and your kill streaks are just ramping. So if you're good at the game, you get better and better and better and better. And if you're not good at the game, or you're learning, or you're just average, you're just getting killed all the time by these guys who are really, really good. So there's a mode there which is, I can't remember what it's called, face off, I think it is, where there's no kill streaks. So it's literally just like they just take that element out of the game completely, which is great because it's just you, a gun against somebody else with a gun, and it's great. And I really, really enjoyed it. So yeah, looking forward.
You know what I hate most about it?
The music at the beginning in the menu, because that was fucking awful. It took me ages to work out how to turn that shit off.
Mm-mm. The scoreboard.
What? Oh, because it doesn't have your KD up there.
Doesn't have your kills, doesn't have your deaths. Like Battlefield.
You can see that. You can see that under the bottom. Mm-mm. On the banner.
You can only see yours.
No, you can't.
You can see everyone's. I thought you could
I'm
only see
sure.
yours.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, if you go to the other person, I'm pretty sure you can see it. Their banner appears at the bottom as well. I think.
It's all about, for me, it's all about kills. Not yeah. score. It's all about kills.
Yeah, but you never play the objective, which is why everyone hates playing Battlefield with you.
Mm. It's all about kills. All about kills. No, if I'm playing Rush, I play the objective. Secondary. But I do play it. I will go for the comms. But my point is, it's all about kills. So it's like, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings when the game's all about kills. So you don't show kills. You don't show deaths. Like, Battlefield doesn't
show your ratio.
Doesn't show your ratio.
I'd have to look. You know, I thought
what
you
are
could
we,
see
what
it.
Are we, like, what are we arguing over? Like, it's like playing a football game and not
what
showing the score.
What do you want to argue about it for?
Because I want to be like, listen, I'm the best.
EG, let's go and get on the game.
Mike, you're KD's shit. That's what it's
all
about.
Right,
it's like,
okay. That's nice.
It's like playing a football game. And being like, oh, he's losing 2-0, but we're not going to show the score because we're all winners here.
Show the score. They're showing the score up there.
Yeah, but...
You just don't like it because you go around hiding in a bush, you get 10 kills, you only get shot once because, like...
Possession, they're not showing goals. Show me kills and deaths. Who's the top kills and deaths here? Who's the top?
But that doesn't... Mate, if you're like, I've got 10 kills and I've got one death, but you were at the bottom of the scoreboard because you fucked it and we didn't get... We're playing a game of domination, right? If you're playing team deathmatch, great. Well done, mate.
Because
that's the objective. That's the objective, right?
TDM. Yeah. Okay, cool.
If you're playing kill confirmed or you're playing domination or you're playing hardpoint, right? Don't play those games then. Don't play those modes.
No, exactly. I completely agree. Don't play those games. Show me the KD then.
If you're playing TDM...
Yeah, show me the KD.
Oh, God, show me every the time must have, they first must have person it shooters, it always ends up like this, doesn't it?
Show me why. Why? What are we afraid of?
Money.
Like, you don't want to know.
No, no, the game's all about kills. Stop. Please. If the listeners want to listen to this argument, there's about 350 fucking episodes I can go back to and listen
It'll
to.
It'll be
again.
On our Patreon.
Otherwise, I thought the game was all right. I liked it.
Yeah,
well, I liked it a lot.
There we go. Nice, friendly, gentleman looking.
I liked it. I liked it.
Well done, boys.
Yeah. And you should learn to play the objective, you wanker. Right. I think we're going to call it a night because Clark is getting grumpy, old man. and we'll be back in about 2 weeks' time with lots of, because I've been playing lots of games. Some of them on my Steam Deck. So, yeah. So we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. Yeah. I've got a game you're going to love, mate. You just have to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah, your Steam Deck recommendations ain't been great, Vimes.
I'll give you 3 words. All right. Tactical, breach, wizards.
Well, last time you told me to buy a game, I uninstalled it after the one time we've played.
You're not fucking playing it. Yeah, you are fucking dead to me, mate. You're a lost cause. You go sit on your fucking 2K NBA PS5 Pro bollocks if you want.
What happened to my review of that game I bought you to?
Time to go. I can't install that one.
Why?
Clarky, because my children share my Steam library.
Oh.
Yes. So I hope that 13 pence or whatever that cost you was worth
that's
it.
That's 49 pence.
Fucking hell. Right.
I bet Pet's been on it though, am I right? Eh?
Moving on.
I always said there's exceptions to new games.
Why can we never shut this bloody thing down in time? Right. We're out of here. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week or two, and we'll see you back next time on The Muppet Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What about you, Liz? He goes.
Shut the fuck up.